do you go when you want to know what's new to do and who is who?
Studio Classroom is the place to be.
Come along and you will see connecting is the thing to do. Give your life a different view.
You can learn and you can share with people living everywhere.
Studio Classroom, the place to learn.
The place to grow.
Stay tuned and watch the show.
Hello and welcome to Studio Classroom. My name is Gabe.
And my name is Carolyn.
And your English will improve today. We're talking all about holiday movies. Holiday movies for everyone. Well, of course, there are movies coming out all the time, but today we're talking about holiday movies. Is that films about holidays, Carolyn?
No, Gabe, it does not mean that they are films about holidays, but they are films that come out during the holiday season. So, November, December, January, those are very busy holiday times because of Thanksgiving, Christmas, and New Year's.
That's right, and of course, some people will get winter break. Or if you're in Australia, you will get summer break. And so you can watch one of these movies during the holiday season. Carolyn, which movie are you looking forward to seeing?
Well, I'm really looking forward to seeing the second part of The Hobbit, because it's a three-part series, and the second one will be coming out this month.
Well, I'm also looking forward to The Hobbit Part 2. I love The Hobbit. I'm also looking forward to a movie called Anchorman 2. We won't be talking about it over the next couple of days. We'll be talking about many other movies, so let's get started.
Holiday movies for everyone. Holiday films really bring in the crowds. Alien Enemies, Icy Adventures, Middle Earth. The 2013 holiday film season offers it all. Many people watch films at home or online, but there is still nothing like seeing a film in a theater with other people. What awaits moviegoers this holiday season? Science fiction fans are excited about Ender's Game. The people of Earth must work together to save themselves after an alien war. They choose Ender Wiggin, a smart, quiet boy, and send him to battle school. Everyone hopes he will be the one to save them all.
Hello, listeners. This is your Word Lady, Ellen. With the summer movie season behind us, it's time to look forward to the great movies coming out this holiday season. In today's article, we'll learn about some of these exciting movies. But before we begin, let's take a look at our keywords for the day. Icy. Icy is an adjective. Tammy slipped on the icy street. Await. Await is a verb. What awaits you on your vacation next week? Threaten. Threaten is a verb. A strong typhoon threatened to destroy the whole town. Preparation. Preparation is a noun. When do we need to start the preparations for the party? Your more information words are alien. Alien is an adjective. Science fiction. Science fiction is a noun. Let's jump right in to the article.
Okay, let's go back to the beginning of our lesson here today. We read, holiday films really bring in the crowds. All right, we see that phrase, they bring in the crowds. That means they kind of get everyone together to enjoy something.
That's right. And so, it's the holiday season. What movies are you going to enjoy with the people around you, with your family and friends? So, they bring in the crowds. The movie theaters will be very crowded this holiday season. Now, we read in our article, Alien Enemies, Icy Adventures, Middle Earth. The 2013 holiday film season offers it all.
Well, let's talk about this sentence. There's a lot to look at here. First, we see that word alien. You know what this means, right? Someone from outside of our world, an alien. Of course, sometimes we talk about maybe feeling like an alien in some place because it's very strange to us. Okay, but here we're talking about alien enemies, and icy adventures. Well, icy is from our word bank. What does that mean, Carolyn?
Well, icy means that it's very cold or covered in ice. A lot of times in winter, if you live in a place where there is snow, you might tell someone, "Be careful, the sidewalk is very icy today. Don't slip and fall."
That's true. There are icy sidewalks. Or maybe it's in the summer and you want a nice icy treat to cool you off because it's so hot outside. So you might eat something icy like a popsicle or some kind of ice cream. Okay, so we have icy adventures and Middle Earth. Well, what is Middle Earth, Carolyn?
Well, Middle Earth is where The Hobbit takes place. So, that gives you a clue about some of the movies we will be talking about in our lesson, Holiday Movies for Everyone.
All right, and of course, it's this film season, and the season offers it all. Well, let's take a look at what Liz has to share with us in the Grammar Gym. And then, of course, we will visit Steve and Ken in the Information Cloud. There's a lot to learn here today.
Hi there, friends. Welcome to the Grammar Gym. My name is Liz. Our article today begins with this statement. Alien enemies, icy adventures, Middle Earth, the 2013 holiday film season offers it all. Notice the three dots in the middle of the sentence. We actually don't say dot, dot, dot. Instead, there's actually a name for this, ellipses. And it acts like an M dash to show that an additional idea is coming up. So in the case of today's sentence, the writer begins with a list of movie themes and then suddenly makes a statement that the 2013 holiday film season has so much to offer. The ellipses is great to use when you're writing a statement and you want to add an extra thought to that statement. For example, I would like to take a trip. Anywhere is fine. Or you can put all kinds of fruit on your shaved ice. Strawberries, peaches, pineapple, anything you like. If you have a copy of this month's magazine with you, be sure to check out today's grammar tip section for more example sentences. And that's it for today. This is Liz from the Grammar Gym. See you next time.
In the late 1990s, many people worried that on January 1st, 2000, all of our computers would shut down and civilization would come to a standstill.
Equally worrisome was what we would call the coming decade, spanning from 2000 to 2010.
Some suggested the O's, the zeros, the zips, the nadas, and the most creative suggestion of all, the naughties.
But we never could come up with a term. Right now, it seems the name we use most to refer to the first decade of the 21st century is the first decade of the 21st century. Lame.
Well, it's not very often that English fails to accommodate our need for a simple descriptive word, but this time it did.
And it was painful. Was this language not rich enough or flexible enough to provide a word for the trivial linguistic problem? We were all reminded that, yes, English does have its limits.
Well, what are people going to call this decade? The teens? If we take our cue from last century, we might call it the 2010s. But that sounds weird, right? I just can't wait for the 20s to get here.
Well, we'll just have to wait a few years. 还记得在上个世纪, 每个10年的单位都有一个名称, 比如说, the 70s 指的是70年代, the 80s 80年代, the 90s 90年代, 但进入了21世纪后, 人们突然词穷了, 有什么名词可以用来称呼从2000年到2009年这10年呢? 其实有很多不同的建议, 像 the O's, the Zeros, the Zips, the Nadas, 甚至于 the Naughties, 因为 not 在英式英文就是零, 但这些字眼始终都没有被广大的民众接受。 最后只好用了很冗长的 first decade of the 21st century. 现在我们已经进入了第二个十年, 问题又来了, 是要用 the teens 还是 the 2010s? 到目前还是没有一个统一的称呼，看来只有到2020年代 The 20s 我们才会有一个正式的十年的单位名称。这就是今天的 InfoCloud， 我们下次云端见。
Thank you, guys. We are in a very interesting situation, not knowing what to call these years. Now, continuing with our article, many people watch films at home or online. And I think that's pretty true. Gabe, do you watch films online?
No, actually. I don't watch films online, but I do watch films at home. Or I watch TV series. I go out and buy some DVDs, and I'll watch it on my TV.But we continue here, but there is still nothing like seeing a film in a theater with other people. All right, so many people watch films at home or online, but there's nothing like doing something with other people, watching a movie in a theater. Let's take a look at that phrase, there is nothing like something. How else could you use this phrase?
Well, it means that nothing can compare with it, so there's nothing like a cup of homemade hot chocolateon a cold day.
Okay, or maybe it's during the summer and there's nothing like a nice, cold, icy mango smoothie on a hot summer day. Well, how else could you use this phrase? You know, there's nothing like being woken up at 4 a.m. by chickens, Carolyn.
Well, I'm sure there is nothing quite like that. Yes, I remember having a rooster crowing outside my room around 4 and 5.And six.
Yep, yeah, very unpleasant. So it could be good or it could be bad, but nothing can compare to it. Okay, use that phrase sometime today. Well, we continue here. What awaits moviegoers this holiday season? A good question and a good word from our word bank. Await. If something awaits you, that means it is waiting for you.
That's right. So something will happen in the future, but you might not know what it is.You might say, a wonderful dinner awaits you at home. So, dinner is waiting for you, and it will be delicious. You should hurry home.
All right, and of course we see a question here, what awaits moviegoers this holiday season? And of course we learned that word moviegoer earlier this year. That's someone who goes to watch a movie at the movie theater. All right, let's continue learning about the first one here. Science fiction fans are excited about Ender's Game. All right, well, what is science fiction, Carolyn?
Well, science fiction means it's not real, and it probably has something to do with aliens or technology in the future. Mm-hmm. So it's not really based on reality, but it's a lot of fun.
That's right. And of course, some famous or popular science fiction movies include The Matrix or Avatar, Inception, The Fifth Element. These are great science fiction movies. And maybe if you love these movies, you'll be excited about Ender's Game. The people of Earth must work together to save themselves after an alien war.They choose Ender Wiggin, a smart, quiet boy, and send him to battle school.
Well, that is an interesting choice, someone who is smart and quiet, and then sending him to battle school. But we read, everyone hopes he will be the one to save them all. So he is their hope. And, well, I have a lot of hope for you and your language learning. So let's continue with Michelle in the language lab.
Hi everyone, I'm Michelle. 这篇文章的第一个重点，我们看 icy 这个形容词，它的名词是 ice， 就是指冰。所以 icy 是指冰的或结冰的，或者是冷冰冰的。例如 ，Watch out for icy roads when you drive through this area。行车通过这个路段时，请注意路面的结冰。或者是 The swimmers bravely crossed the river in the icy cold water。这些勇者勇敢的在冰冷的河水中横渡了这条河。或者是 Her icy look isolated her from everyone in the office。她冷冰冰的眼神让她在办公室里被孤立。继续我们看的是 await 这个动词。Await 和 wait, W-A-I-T, 都是指等待。但是 await 是及物动词，所以后面直接加受词。例如 ,nobody talked in the court while we awaited the arrival of the judge. 我们在法庭等法官出现时没有人说话。如果是 wait 的话就是一个 不及物动词后面要加介系词再加受词。例如 Dean is waiting for his dad to pick him up. Dean 在等爸爸来接他。
We are on the first day of the article, Holiday Movies for Everyone. And there are many adventures waiting for you in the theaters this holiday season. What awaits you in the movie theater? Well, so far we have talked about one film coming out, Ender's Game. Have you seen this movie yet? It is a science fiction film about a boy who is chosen to save the world. Well,We have many more movies to discuss, so let's continue with our reading.
Holiday Movies for Everyone. Chris Hemsworth is back as the powerful Thor in Thor: The Dark World. A young woman, Jane Foster, is threatened by evil beings. Thor must battle to save her.The Hunger Games Catching Fire finds Jennifer Lawrence returning as Katniss. She must go on a victory tour after winning the 74th Annual Hunger Games. Preparations begin for the 75th Annual Hunger Games. Those games could change Panem forever.
All right, both sound like exciting movies.Have you seen them yet? Well, let's talk about Thor here first of all. We read here, Chris Hemsworth is back as the powerful Thor in Thor: The Dark World. All right, did you see the first movie about Thor?
I did. I watched it and it was pretty interesting the way they portrayed this superhero character who is an alien from another planet. And here we read a little bit about what Thor, the Dark World, is about. A young woman, Jane Foster, is threatened by evil beings. So again, these are evil beings, not humans.
Evil beings or evil creatures. Okay, they have bad intentions. All right, let's take a look at our word from the word bank here. It's threaten. All right, if someone threatens you,with something, that means they are going to do something dangerous, or they say they will do something bad to you. Maybe they don't actually do it, but you still kind of have that feeling they might do this to you.
That's right, and it's not something that just a person can do. You might feel threatened by an animal, or you could say that the Earth is threatened by something. In many movies, the Earth is threatened by aliens or a meteor, something from outer space.
That's true. Well, here's a question for you. When do you feel threatened? Everyone feels threatened at different times in life. Maybe something is threatening you. Maybe you're at your job, not doing a very good job, and your boss threatens to fire you. Okay, you can use this word in many different ways. I hope that doesn't actually happen, by the way. I hope you keep your job.
That's right. Well, continuing to learn about this second movie about Thor, we read, Thor must battle to save her. So, Thor is on a mission to save Jane Foster from these evil beings. Now, we have another movie that I think many people are excited to see or have already been to see several times. Gabe, what is this movie?
Of course, it's The Hunger Games Catching Fire. We read here, The Hunger Games Catching Fire finds Jennifer Lawrence returning as Katniss. And Carolyn, I just have to say, I have not seen this movie yet.But I love Jennifer Lawrence. I think she's a wonderful actress.
She is a wonderful actress, and this is a very popular movie and a very popular book series that these movies are based on. And of course, Katniss's character is the main character in the first movie.
That's right. And so, of course, we see here that this actress, Jennifer Lawrence, is returning as Katniss. So you can see the word return is not just used to talk about going back to a place, but she's returning to her role as Katniss.
That's right. And we read what her character must do. She must go on a victory tour after winning the 74th annual Hunger Games. So she was the winner of the Hunger Games, the 74th annual Hunger Games. So they've been going on for 74 years.
That's right. And of course, she won. So now she has a victory tour. What's a victory tour? Well, that's when you go around to maybe very different places and you celebrate your victory with other people. Now, you maybe have seen a race, maybe a race car race, and then after the winner wins, they might do a victory lap. They drive around the track one more time to show and to celebrate that they have won.
That's right. Well, we continue reading here. Preparations begin for the 75th annual Hunger Games. So, that was not the last year. They are doing it again, the 75th year. And we see a word from our word bank, preparation. Now, that means that you are preparing for something. You are getting ready.
Okay, so you're preparing. Maybe you're talking about wedding preparations. That means you're getting prepared for a big wedding. Or maybe there's another kind of party, and there are preparations that there need to be done for this party. What kind of event do you need to prepare for? You maybe have a lot of preparations to do.
Or maybe you are working on a big project and there are a lot of preparations that need to go into it before you can really start. There's a lot of discussion, organization that has to happen, so there are a lot of preparations and you must take time to prepare.
And so, of course, every year there are the Hunger Games, so a lot of preparations need to be made for the 75th annual Hunger Games. We read here, those games could change Panem forever. All right, that means they're very important. They will make a big difference.
That's right, and so this very well could change the way Panem's life turns out forever. Well, right now, it is time for us to continue learning with Michelle in the Language Lab.
OK, 接下来我们看的是 threaten 这个动词。threaten 是指恐吓或威胁。例如 the bully threatened to break the girl's toy if she didn't give him the money. 这个恶霸威胁要弄坏这个小女孩的玩具如果她不给她钱的话。它的现在分词 threatening 可以当形容词，意思是指具有威胁性的。例如 the movie star received a threatening letter. 这位电影明星收到了一封威胁信。最后我们看的是 preparation 这个名词。Preparation 是指准备或预备。例如 wedding preparations took the couple a lot of time. 这对新人花了许多时间预备婚礼。或者是 the launch of the new policy is now in preparation. 这个新政策的启动现在正在预备中。它的动词是 prepare, P-R-E-P-A-R-E。例如 we prepared a surprise party for my mom. 我们替妈妈预备了惊喜派对。And now, let's get back to our lesson.
Well, so far today, we've talked about the science fiction film Ender's Game, Thor, The Dark World, and of course, The Hunger Games, Catching Fire. Now, some of these movies originally were books. Actually, lots of books are made into movies.Have you ever seen movies that were originally books? And how do you feel about that, Carolyn?
Well, many movies that are coming out this holiday season and are already out are based on books. Mm-hmm. Now, I think it's important that if you enjoy the book, that you go to watch the movie with an open mind, because the director's imagination may be very different from yours, and he may imagine an entirely different world in this book.
That's very true. Now, sometimes I will watch a movie and love it so much that I want to go and read the book. That's what happened with Great Expectations. I loved it, and so I read the book.And of course, as usual, the book was better. Well, thank you for joining us here today. And of course, we have more to learn about holiday movies next time right here at Studio Classroom.
See you.
I am so proud to have you in my life, a good friend. Last a lifetime.